Hang on. Heidi and Frank
are back.
Right here. Right now.
On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
About 11 minutes away from those Hurricane Harbor tickets. That's how you win those. It's 7:40. I'll give you your cue to call, and this will be caller 40 at that point, and those tickets are yours. We played Who's Going to Hell earlier in 6 o'clock hour, and let's cleanse our palate from all of that horrible news to some good news.
All right.
We'll work on the theme song. All right. And I'll work on the dance moves, too.
I mean, between my mouth trumpet and your hip shake, I mean, this is a disaster.
We should take this on the road. A 26-year-old veteran named Nicole Pruitt jumped into action to stop a woman from storming the cockpit on a recent Delta flight. The woman was yelling about God, saying she needed to get off the plane midair. And in addition to the cockpit, she was also trying to breach the emergency exit doors. You know, the handle on there. And she's like, God, I gotta get off. God's telling us we gotta get off.
I would strangle a bitch. I would. Let's roll.
Oh, come on.
I would. You're not messing with this whole plane,
Heidi,
psycho.
You say that now, but
well,
I've never seen you get up and do anything.
Oh, you want to go? You going to stand there and flex on me? You want your jaw jacked?
You want your jaw jacked? No, you are the queen of big talkers. But as far as like actually like non-confrontational, this is obviously ultra confrontational.
And I get confrontational when I feel it's absolutely
in a closed environment. There's no escaping. There's like not being able to run away. You're on a plane.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm not letting the psycho take me down.
Well, this woman was truly... a veteran, she ain't messing around. Right. She even had to get home to her kids. So don't get between me and my kids. She was kind of like mother bearing. It's like, sorry, I get home my kids. So Nicole stepped in and physically pulled her away and held her back until she could be restrained and tied down by the crew. Delta and the other passengers thanked Nicole for her courage and action to de-escalate the situation. So it was basically, the flight landed safely. You know, everybody's fine, but it was really a one-woman, let's roll. And she got here's her talking to the local news.
She didn't want to be on the plane anymore. She said God told her to do it. She had a calling. And I'm just like, wait a minute. I don't know about this conversation you got going on, but not today. Nobody else was doing nothing, so I just literally knew I had to do something. I got to make it home to my kids, my children, you, my grandchildren.
Not today.
Yeah. I don't know what conversation you got going on, but not today.
Not today.
Yeah,
damn it.
I'm having a conversation with God and a black woman comes to me and goes, not today, sit down. I'm sitting down. Sorry, God.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down here.
Yep. I'll talk to you later.
But just like that, she's like, nobody else was doing anything. I knew I had to do something. So everybody's like, yeah, big talker on the ground. Oh, I'd have gone up.
I know.
I mean, it's a flight. How many people? That was the average flight.
Well, they didn't take the seatbelt sign
100
off.
People.
The seatbelt sign was still
something
on.
Like that, yeah.
I mean, I don't know the size of the plane. The seatbelt sign was on. You couldn't get out of pussy.
You know,
seatbelt sign, pussy. Is that why you don't smoke too, pussy?
Can you even open up one of those exit doors while you're in the air?
I don't think you can. Thank God.
It's a force.
Or else
keeps the door closed. It's right?
I think it's just a we're flying locking mechanism. Mm-hmm. Like if you start... Mm-hmm. Like almost a child lock. You start driving and it's and everything gets locked down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't open it up unless the plane is like stopped or like whatever they
on the ground.
Turn off the.
Or in the water.
There's an emergency going on and it unlocks.
Good for her though. That's badass. I wish I was
right,
more
Corey?
Like that. I wish.
No, I don't agree with none of this story at all. She was. I love God, okay? Uh-huh. Heidi, I'm sorry for earlier.
So the black woman should not have interrupted God's conversation with this woman? She's trying to kill us
like,
all.
I just feel like we're praising the wrong thing. Like, it's okay. Like, if she didn't hear her communication with God correctly,
oh, come
that's
on,
one
Corey.
Thing.
This but woman's a psycho. There, she wasn't talking to God, or she thought she was talking. I mean,
I'm still wrapped up.
God's not
thing.
Telling anybody.
The voices
to kill
in her head. She was saying she was talking to God, but that was just a voice in her head. Could have been the devil.
Yeah.
That's just
claiming to be God and to take down this plane.
Right. I'd rather hear that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just wrapped up in the God part.
I know.
She's messing it up for the 130 to 160 other passengers.
There you
on
go.
That
yes.
Flight.
That part is wrong. And old girl was right for that. Mm. Everybody made it safe. That's
can
what's
you
up.
Imagine Nicole finally, you know, goes to the pearly gates and she's going to get in. She's a wonderful mother, wonderful veteran. And the guy's like, you know what? I remember that time you interrupted that conversation I was having with that girl on that plane. And I don't appreciate it, so you're not getting in.
Yeah. Or you're going to have
wait, it was you? It was really you?
Be waiting in line.
Facts.
She's not a crazy bitch?
And I'm going to be in the back seat like, see? I told you.
Oh, man.
Heidi would have gone up and taken her down and taped her.
Listen.
But you've never been in a physical fight in your life with any woman.
Oh, yes, I have.
Really? No,
yeah, I'm good at ducking. Yeah. I threw a bitch's arm out of her socket. I'd take her to the emergency room.
She threw her own arm out of her socket.
She swung at me, and I was taking some time.
But you've never taken anybody down. You've been defensive, but you've never been aggressive. Nicole's being an aggressive person. I'm going to get up and take this woman down. I got to get her away from that door.
No, I'm not an aggressor.
That's what I'm saying. You've never in your life been everything. Aggressive. And now you're the queen. Let's roll.
Can I punch you? Can you be my first face punch?
Have you ever gotten punched in the face? I mean, looks like you have.
Oh, Johnny, I know you're not talking.
Looks like she has.
Damn it.
Get out of here.
I mean, you're supposed to dodge away from the punches, Heidi.
Hang on, though. I was so torn because you asked me if I wanted a knuckle sandwich, and I was like, I could have a sandwich.
Yeah, she's like, shut up, turn down a sandwich.
You know, Frank needs a sandwich every now and again.
I know, I'm getting too thin.
I know.
You're just wasting away.
That's a throwback to Frank's drunk all the time. I get it.
Yes,
get it.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thaw me out.
All right.
That's cool. I want to be more like her.
When you were telling that story, I don't know why I imagined, like, before we heard the audio, I was imagining, like, a Jodie Foster type, you know, jumping in
action. Listen, you're not going to take this plane down. I'm still looking for my daughter.
I got to get back to my daughter.
Where is my daughter? Where is my daughter?
Ended up being, like, a Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. That was a game changer.
Not to
She ready.
Yeah. She ready to take that bitch down. Not today.
Good news, I guess. I mean, maybe not for the groom. He was probably like, woo, the church is flooded. Yeah, you heard about like people complaining like it's gonna rain on your wedding day. It's like rain. But what about a typhoon? It's like a typhoon
on your wedding day.
And we're Filipinos. But we don't care. We're gonna have it in anyway.
See, now that's the thing where you go, is this a sign that we're not supposed to do this?
Oh my God. There's a picture of this, and I did not grab it. So hopefully, just me telling a story, you'll be able to grab it in time, Johnny. But yeah, a couple in the Philippines got married in a flooded church after a typhoon hit the area. And there are wedding photos where they're standing in knee deep water because they still have to take the pictures at church. So, like, I mean, it's knee deep.
And probably not the cleanest. It's probably kind of, it's a lot of backwash.
Backwash. It's like, it's everybody's poop. Water. It's like, yeah, it's a flood.
Yeah.
It's God's water, man.
It's God's water. Hey, it's holy man, water.
Hey, priest, can you christen all this?
They just want to postpone it, though. But it's like, as far as like, it's an omen, as far as God signs.
Mm-hmm.
Would you still get married at the church we get married in that day was flooded with water? For whatever reason, like, no, that's somebody up there trying to take care of me.
Trying to
guardian
stop you.
Angel.
Yeah. Or you look at it
they're
like...
They're still smiling. I guess you just, with technology, you can just probably just erase the water.
Make it look like you're standing in the ocean or something. You like, got married on the beach.
You eliminate that one chick you're not friends with anymore later in the picture.
We put her at the end anyway. You can crop her out.
Right.
If you're at the end of wedding photos, it's because they're not real sure and you're probably a girlfriend or of a brother or something. You're getting cropped out later.
I think everybody would have understood. We're going to have to postpone.
Right.
And the people who still went?
I'm like, I don't think
it must. It better be open bar.
Open bar and some really good chicken.
I came out in a typhoon for this. I'm not paying for drinks.
That's the other thing. You can take it as an omen, or they are so committed and in love, not even a typhoon could stop them.
Right, you know? And the water is like, it's every as song, a cleansing. It's like,
ain't no water high enough.
Hey.
Ain't no water deep enough.
Oh. Yeah. To keep me from you.
How you always got to come in with the bomb-ass falsetto? You know what?
That's right.
But it's always a bit flat. I mean, seriously.
Like I used to be.
I really wish, just a touch flat every time.
Well, Frank, listen, I can't be this funny and this gorgeous and also have a great singing voice.
Right, you gotta sacrifice something.
I can't have everything. God doesn't work that way.
You ever
God
been punched in the throat? Sounds like you have.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to be?
It really is like doing the show with my dead dad and my brother.
Oh, look, there's her wedding pictures. Her train is floating on the floodwaters.
Oh, my God.
What? That looks kind of badass, though.
It really kind of...
It does look really pretty.
I really kind of love
it. That part looks like it sucks.
I mean, do you think they're fun people or they're like, she's a real bitch?
Or she's just, they're a couple that's like, no, we're sticking with the plan.
I mean, that does kind of look cool now, looking at the pictures. Yeah. The water up the aisle.
That's not real. That's AI.
No.
Wow.
They did it anyway. Nothing's going to stop our love.
Right. Mm-hmm. We will.
Damn it.
Yeah.
It's all her idea.
I think I can see her beaver.
Yeah.
Love it, Frank. Those little moments like that.
Little moments like
keep
that.
Keep me here. You know what I'm saying? There are days where I'm like, I don't know. Well, nope, I'm staying.
I'll try to cut back.
Don't keep me falling in love with you. That's not a good idea if you're trying to get rid of me.
It's just what happens when I'm around women.
I know. I mean, we just can't help ourselves. It's just animals. Magnetism.
Falling in love with me all the time. Yeah,
danger's my middle name.
Oh, this reminds me of when my that cat came back after years and years of being gone in my life because we chipped it.
Piper?
Was it Piper the cat? Yeah.
And I remember that.
All of a sudden, we got the call, and my wife comes outside. And she goes, "Piper's back!" And I was like, "Who's Piper?" Remember that cat we had like 6 years ago? I'm like, yeah. Well, we just got a call. They found it.
Jesus.
And so, yeah, she went and picked it up, brought it over, and I had it out in the garage with me. And she's like, shut the door. I'm like, oh, he'll be fine. Piper walked out the garage door, hopped up on the wall separating the properties, and then jumped over in the neighbor's yard. Never saw Piper after that. We had Piper back for probably 30 minutes after 6 years of being gone. Haven't seen Piper since.
I think Piper was like, I didn't really like it there. Why are you bringing me back?
Hurricane Harbor tickets! 818-955-2955.
Was Piper also the one that fell in the pool and your wife went in the pool after Piper?
No, naked? That was a different cat. I don't remember that cat's name.
Or your son's not swimming ever since because
mom's vagina was in the pool, Dad. He's all upset. Are you upset because the cat was in the pool? Because it was like we got home and it was in the pool. Like it ran from a coyote or something, jumped in the pool to get away from it. And it's just struggling. A cat swimming is never a pleasant sight. A cat
you don't
in the
ever
water.
Hear a catty paddle.
Yeah, it's not like I'm doing the breaststroke during Adult Swim.
No.
It's like
it's like me trying to do the butterfly.
It's struggling. Swim. So it's guys, like
yeah.
And my son's all upset. It's okay, bud. You upset because the cat was in the pool? No, mom's vagina was in the pool. She like had to tear off her clothes and jump in.
And he's not swimming.
She ruined it. He wanted that simple barrier.
Yeah, right. Bikini bottom.
Yeah, he agrees with that. You know, if it's totally nude, you can't serve liquor. Because it's completely different.
And now,
if you put one piece of sheer cloth over it, then we can have some beers.
God, rules are so stupid.
Otherwise, can't control ourselves. All right, we got Steve on the phone. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Steve.
Do you spell that with a V or a PH?
V, I spell it right.
Oh, thank God. So I was going to hang up on you. But you actually won the 4-pack of Hurricane Harbor tickets, Steve.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Awesome. I've never made it through. That's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Who are you taking with you?
My family, my wife and my two kids.
Perfect amount of tickets. How old are your kids?
13 and turning 7 actually on Wednesday.
Even the perfect ages. A 13-year-old to be able to go wear his goggles underwater and check out chicks. And the 7-year-old to be able to, you know.
A girl, but
oh, okay. Boy. Well, beware of those other 13-year-old boys going underwater with their goggles on around your daughter, I'm saying.
Bring your can of whoop ass with you.
Yeah. And the 7-year-old
that
girl,
I will do.
Girl or boy, the 7-year-old?
Boy.
All right, have him trailer and then be pointing out all those boys that are staring. Like, hey, stop looking at her.
He's already on it. He's already taking care of her.
A little watchdog. That's awesome. All right, stay on hold, Steve. We'll hook you up, bud.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have fun. Take pics.
I'm glad they won. They're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be like, get away from me. She's trying to, like, all walk around the whole Hurricane Harbor, trying to, like, you know, show off
mm-hmm.
in her new bathing suit. little brother following her around.
Right.
Get away!
Dad said I have to watch you. I mean, all the other ones. Oh, God. Never had a little sibling.
He's my little brother.
Take your little brother with you.
We got to take him out the water slide, I guess.
I'm sure your sister Leslie heard that all the time. Take your little brother with you.
Oh, I was that little brother because I was like, I liked all her other 13-year-old friends in like their bathing suits when I was like seven. I was 4 years younger than her. So, yeah, so I was like nine when she was 13. Yeah,
God.
Jeez. Then as a freshman in high school, she was a senior. So, that like the cheerleader panty party at my house.
My Lord.
Jeez.
It all makes sense as to why you are. And what year, how old were you when you found Ralph's Playboys?
Wow, I was young.
10?
Maybe, yeah. 10?
My God.
I still remember the panties that one of the cheerleaders had on that night. They were white with little tiny red polka dots on them.
He really is the Rain Man of panties. He can tell you. He's like Mr. Skin. He can tell you. You can name a poster. He can tell you. Heather Thomas bikini. Pink bikini.
White silk. Tiny red polka dots. Like you took like the tip of a paintbrush and went dot, 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 dot.
Well, that's right. It's Thursday morning.
What's that? Irish really? She has a little dot on her panties. The little red dot. And green spot.
You never would have guessed, huh?
Oh, man.
You're very formative years.
Oh, anyway, about this cat.
Oh, yeah.
That showed up. In Wales, of all places. In Wales, a cat named Minx that was missing for 13 years returned home with the help of the microchip. So, my cat was gone for six. This cat was gone for 13 years. Hey, Minx is back!
Well, it's so strange because I think that at least... So
hey,
you're saying Dolly
O'Manx
normally if you find an animal that's not your animal, doesn't have a, let's say it doesn't have a collar on, the first thing you do, because this has happened to me before, you go to your local vet and just say, I just found this dog. Can you scan it for microchip to see if it belongs to somebody? You're saying for 13 years, somebody was just, either he was on his own on the street,
yeah,
or he was
assuming.
With a family was like, oh, we have a cat now.
Why would you have a cat for 13 years, then finally take it in to see if someone else owns it?
Or maybe it
got
out from
there. It was on
place.
The street.
Wow.
It was just living surviving. Off the land. Freedom!
I mean, I would trust, I could trust a cat to do that. I'm not, none of my Yorkies are going to be able to survive in the wild, but my cat, yeah, probably could.
It was in Wales. It was like the William Wallace of cats. Freedom! Then you actually, find it, take it in, get it, and it's like, okay, and they call it up the family. Sure enough, family comes, picks it up. Just in time to spend her final days with the family before dying of cancer.
Oh.
Oh, so I get a big vet bill there at the end. That's nice. You know.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Right. Oh, just in time for me to have to try to help you.
And that's another reason to hate cats. That cat knew.
Well, I guess I should get back home and get somebody to feed me and take me to the vet and get me on chemo.
Get me on cat chemo.
All its hair falls out. Now it's a hairless cat, and it looks very strange.
Sell us with an evil villain.
Put it on a velvet pillow.
Yeah, a dog named Blue went missing from her family's home in Corpus Christi, Texas, when Hurricane Harvey swept through the area in 2017. Now, 8 years later, Blue was found in a public bathroom at a park in Waco, Texas, 300 miles away. So the hurricane, you think, took him that far? Like Blue got picked up and taken?
Oh, my God. I mean,
A Good Samaritan brought Blue to a local animal shelter where she was scanned for a microchip.
Which
led to a heartwarming reunion with the family.
Oh.
Blue's back!
Oh.
And they let it out and ran out and got hit by a car.
Frank! Oh.
I'm kidding.
Roller coaster that you take me on emotionally, I cannot do it.
And that was the good news.
Rough life for Blue, pulling tricks at the old rest stop down the hallway.
Well, that dog was named after Johnny's mom.
Yeah, that's what he was doing at the rest stop. His name was George Michael. But no one knew that. So they just called him Blue.
Oh my God. Wow, we went a lot of different directions there. Mm-hmm.
At a park bathroom. Here, George Michael. Come back. Yeah, my son met a peacock yesterday.
Oh, dear God.
He was doing a job at somebody's house, and he didn't know they had a peacock. And it's like gets out of his truck, and this big peacock runs up to him. I was like, peacocks are mean. I mean, you know, I mean, they might be like, you know, nice and, you know, crazy looking birds and beautiful, but I guess these people found this peacock when it was like on its deathbed. It's like 3 days old.
Oh.
And they raised it, and it's like a dog now. Like, oh, they come outside. They go, oh, I see you met Kevin. A peacock, full grown peacock named Kevin. He's like, she's like, Kevin, get in here. Time to eat. Like this, like a dog. And like I was like, did you pet it? Like, yeah, he's like, loves being pet, loves people. Hopped up on the fence, followed him around the property the whole time. It was like a dog.
Wow,
that's awesome.
I mean, that is pretty cool when you have a like a wild creature like that that you can domesticate.
Mm-hmm. And then when you name it something like Kevin.
The best.
That's just, yeah, that's good stuff. Oh, and finally, some more. News out of Oregon, Heidi. A man in Oregon who was wearing a masturbator shirt was arrested after he was caught illegally fishing at a lake.
Masturbator. Got it. Masturbator. Oh, he seems fun, doesn't
he? And
he
was caught illegally fishing at a lake.
Yeah, that's Oregon.
At least that's all he was doing.
Yeah.
Could have gone differently.
What else was he doing with that rod, Frank?
Should have seen his rod. Yeah. Very short.
Short rod, but thick.
I don't know. Something's fishy.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's all you got? That's all you got?
Yeah. You got to just jump in for the halibut or what?
Oh,
you're such a cod.
Damn it. I had written down here.
What?
Whomever says, what a jerk, has to eat a bean. And no one said it.
Oh.
Oh, punchline.
Good job, fellas.
Punchline predictor. Did not work that time. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, oh, what a jerk.
That was
illegally fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
Masturbator, what a jerk.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to eat a bean.
I think as far as you rolling the dice, I mean, that was legit.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it's a legit joke.
Yeah, yeah.
But
sure.
I thought somebody, and I thought it was going to be you, Heidi. I was going to give you, I was going to give you credit for that.
I'm like, credit.
Heidi's going to say, what a jerk.
Well, you know, Frank,
nobody did.
Occasionally, I don't
jump
take
in
square.
For the halibut.
That's right. I said something about his rod, too. Don't go.
Even
know,
though it was a lake. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Oh, halibut's not in lakes? I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
This is
ponds, just ponds?
No, halibut is a saltwater
fish. It's a sea fish.
He tried to get you hook, line, and sinker, you know?
And that was the second punchline I wrote down.
Johnny Ice has to eat a bean.
Someone says he tried to get you hook, line, and sinker, and he's got to eat a bean. So, Renee owes me one, and Johnny owes one. We'll get some after traffic. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.